So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Stephen Ailey always knows the time. He joins us now. Stephen, how you doing, my friend?
I'm just great, John. Thanks for having me.
He's our WGN tax man. That's where you can go, WGNTaxMan.com, or FightBackNow.com. And Stephen, you texted me, and it sort of freaked me out a little bit, but the more I read about this, I don't know where I feel. The IRS is involving themselves in the AI revolution, a computing revolution over the next decade. A lot of federal government agencies are. They're really just catching up with technology. Is this a problem for folks?
I don't know if they're just catching up with it. They'd like you to believe, the IRS would like you to believe that their technology is behind. But, you know, I don't see that. And I think that a big portion of that $80 billion is going to go towards their computer systems. And it's got to. They're already using AI. And I know everybody's hearing about this AI, the GPT, ChatGPT,
right,
all of that. And it's all the rage. But the IRS is already using AI. And it's becoming, you know, what's AI good for? Sifting through large amounts of data. Well, who has more data than the IRS?
Right? Yeah, right. So is the argument the IRS will get, and other people that support this will say, well, this is a good thing. They're going to go after those billionaires who are hiding money. But other people will say, yeah, but these are AI. Computers don't have to take breaks. They can work for a while. They're going after people that are, you know, maybe don't even mean to make the mistakes. They're just making dumb mistakes on their taxes.
Well, that's what's happening. There was a big story today about the about them targeting black taxpayers, that they're disproportionately brought up in audits. And the reason why that is just what we're talking about. It's the computers matching records that they have with their tax returns and matching them. And so there's a big problem. One of the biggest ways that the IRS comes after people is what they call math errors. Right. So, I mean, I don't know if people understand this, but the last year that was recorded, the IRS had 4.7 billion tax information returns. Okay, these are 1099s, 1098s, W-2s.
They had 4.9 billion pieces of information, essentially.
Yes. And the year before that, they had 3.3 billion.
It's going up.
And yes, huge. And the year before that, it was 2.5 billion. Right. So one of the things that people should recognize is that the IRS has stopped. They put a delay on the new 1099-Bs,
right,
that were supposed to be for cryptocurrency to reporting. They put a delay on that. And they also delayed that Cash App thing that we talked about a lot.
Over $600. They moved it back to 20,000. Yeah.
Only for a year. Right. But reason why the IRS can't handle it yet.
Well, then isn't this artificial intelligence good? Isn't this helping them sort through it? Don't we want the IRS to know exactly what's going on here? Or are you worried they're just going to come after everybody?
Well, the answer, John, is they're going to come after everybody. They have no. That's what computers do, right? You're going to say, okay, we're only going to look at people who make this much and check their tax returns? No, they're going to check everybody's tax returns. They already do that. This is called correspondence audits. And this is where it's going to go. Right. And this is we can. And I always use this analogy. I'm going to use it again. We can reduce crime to next to nothing if we allow the police to go into our bedrooms and look around anytime they want to. Mm. But we don't allow that.
Right.
Right. So it's the same thing here, is that we can be transparent, but transparency brings a lot of scrutiny.
By the way, I wanted to cite the law, the number you gave. This is from Stanford, showing that black taxpayers receive IRS audit notice at least 2.9 times and perhaps as much as 4.7 times more than non-black taxpayers. And that was what Stephen was referring to. This is always my question. This drives me crazy. I know comedians talk about this a lot. Why can we get to a point where the artificial intelligence can just get all the information, get my W-2, get my 1099s, and just spit me back a number? You tell me what you want me to pay you. Why do I have to try and figure this out myself?
That's where we're going, John.
Well, that's fine. Right? Then. Don't we just want the IRS to tell us what we want or not? What we have to pay or not?
Because what do they have to do that? Right? They remember last year they wanted to go after all of our bank accounts. right? Mm-hmm. They want you to report exactly what you put in and what you take out in all of your bank accounts. Well, if they did that, then you wouldn't have to do your tax return. They'll do it for you. But is that really what we want, is to be so transparent to our government that they know every dollar that comes in and out of our bank account? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go to digital currency. And when those two mix, we're in trouble,
yeah.
I think.
Every time Stephen and I talk, we get in a fight about the government, which is great. I love it. And here's the thing is, I think most of our listeners are on your side, Stephen, which means they get to call you instead of me, because they want you, John, fighting for them.
I think the tendency, and this is where you were just saying, the tendency is to say, hey, this is good. Right, because we can get the people who are cheating, and nobody wants cheaters. Everybody wants everybody to pay their fair share. But the problem then arises when they're so far into our life that you can't do anything without the government scrutinizing it.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you're right. You're right with that. I just want them to tell me how much. I don't want them to figure this out on my own. Fightbacknow.com is where you can go to sign up. You got a workshop coming up on Thursday the 16th, and you can reserve your spot right there. You can watch a video of Stephen in his famed fedora. Really just see the full Stephen A. Leahy look. WGNTaxman.com is another place. But let's send people to fightbacknow.com right now to reserve that spot to chat through it. Stephen, it's always good to talk to you, my friend. You got a phone number people can call, by the way?
Well, you can call me at 312-664-6649. Thanks so much. But I think the AI and the IRS thing, it's such in the news.
Yeah.
And my two favorite areas are technology and the taxes. It's a great mix.
We'll talk again soon about it, Stephen. Take care.